Harsh winds this spring finally blew over the leaning fence between our house and our neighbors to the west. The fence was buckled, its support posts rotted beneath the ground, and it had leaned farther in our direction with each passing year. On either side of the simple post and rail fence, a solid visual barrier tall enough that we can't peek over it without a boost. My neighbors and I have built our own private backyard sanctuaries. Theirs is cool and green, soft, well-kept grass with simple flower and ground cover borders. Ours is an elaborate maze of flower beds and mulch paths with two large raised beds for vegetables. We are cordial neighbors who say hello at least once a day, usually on the way to or from our cars. Every day I look at his carefully combed front lawn and regret the dandelions in mine. When the fence blew down, I discovered it was my responsibility to replace it, and my neighbor kindly offered to pay half the cost. I gratefully agreed. His trees encroach on the fence line, and the fence builders will have to work around their trunks and roots. We've been good at negotiating peace around that row of trees. When the branches hover over my roof, my neighbor has cut them back before they cause any damage. They are not the prettiest trees, but I'm happy to have them for the shade they provide. Last weekend, we went to work demolishing the collapsing fence and cleaning vines, leaves, and garden debris from the fence line. As each section came down and was hauled to the back alley, our view to the west opened a bit. The neighborhood is old, the houses built close together, so mountain vistas didn't open up, but the narrow space between our house and the fence line temporarily widened, letting in air and sun and a splash of the neighbor's green lawn. Our neighbor came out to work on his side as we worked on ours. Frequently, he tucked into his neatly arranged garage to find a tool that would help us trim back errant tree limbs. The sun rose high on this hot Saturday, and as we worked, we talked across the porous fence line. My neighbor is a native of our town and a long-ago graduate of the same high school my kids attended. His face looked like a boy's when he told me what a mischievous teenager he'd been. He told me about previous owners of the house I live in and pointed out that though mine is 114 years old, his is older. It's likely, he said, that the houses were built and maybe even designed by the same builder and architect. We talked about how to get his non-producing stand of iris to bloom. We talked about his adventures in genealogy and what I planned to plant in our summer vegetable garden. At the end of the day, we were sunburned and hungry on both sides of the invisible fence and were left with an open view between their house and ours. From my porch, I can see their stone bird bath, the mature roses along their garage wall, and purple blooms of grape hyacinth hovering in the grass just beyond the fence line. From where he stands, it must look as though hoarders from another planet have moved in next door. Our hodgepodge of bikes and pumps and wheelbarrows and mismatched chairs and garbage cans stands in stark contrast to his quiet glade. Tomorrow the fence builders will come and dig post holes and set square posts in concrete. Then the next day, when the posts are set, they will come back and build the fence, section by section, closing the gap that has opened momentarily between our two houses. I know that it's the right thing, that in a neighborhood like ours, good fences really do make good neighbors, but I'm sad to see the wall go up. I remember a wide river of downhill lawns behind the row of small stone and brick and shingled houses on the street where I grew up a world and a half century ago, where most families hadn't built fences yet to keep things in and keep things out. I raced to the neighbor's house at the farthest end of our street, straight across three backyards, and in the far back, there is a fence. I climb it with ease and peek over into another world, straining to see what's on the other side.
Since I was young, I've been very hard to please, and I don't know wrong from right. But there is one thing I could never understand. Some of the sick things that a girl does to a man. So I'm just sitting on a fence. You can say I got no sense. Trying to make up my mind really is so hard to find. So I'm sitting on a fence. All of my friends at school grew up and settled down, and they mortgaged up their lives. One thing's not said too much, but I think it's true. They just get married 'cause there's nothing else to do. So I'm just sitting on a fence. You can say I got no sense. Trying to make up my mind really is too hard to find. So I'm sitting on a fence.